The Blessings of the Priesthood, President Roger Claussen, Roger Claussen, Conference Report, pages 11-12. Brethren, it is a pleasure to be here in this meeting at the General Conference. We are highly blessed in having with us this morning President Grant, and to see that he is holding up splendidly and that he speaks with power and authority. We rejoice to sit under the sound of his voice, and I am sure it will be a pleasure also to the brethren who are assembled to hear from the counselors in the presidency, the 12, and other authorities in the order in which they will be called. These men are clothed upon with power, the power of the priesthood. I take it that every man in this room this morning holds the priesthood because the priesthood has been vested with great power and authority, and that is shown by the printed word, by the revelations of God unto his church. If a man would ascend to exaltation and glory, he must have the priesthood. Without the priesthood we are helpless. With the priesthood we can accomplish much. I take very great pleasure, my brethren, in referring you to the 84th section of the D&AMP.C, which is a revelation from God and refers to the work in which we are engaged. Of necessity I must speak very briefly. I will read a few words from this revelation, commencing with verse 32, "And the sons of Moses and of Aaron shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, upon Mount Zion in the Lord's house, whose sons are ye, and also many whom I have called and sent forth to build up my church. For whoso is faithful unto the obtaining these two priesthoods of which I have spoken, and the magnifying their calling, are sanctified by the Spirit unto the renewing of their bodies, they become the sons of Moses and of Aaron and the seed of Abraham, and the church and kingdom, and the elect of God, and also all they who receive this priesthood receiveth me, saith the Lord. For he that receiveth my servants receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth my Father, and he that receiveth my Father receiveth my Father's kingdom. Therefore all that my Father hath shall be given unto him, and this is according to the oath and covenant which belongeth to the priesthood. Therefore, all those who receive the priesthood, receive this oath and covenant of my Father, which he cannot break, neither can it be moved. But whoso breaketh this covenant after he hath received it, and altogether turneth therefrom, shall not have forgiveness of sins in this world nor in the world to come. And woe unto all those who come not unto this priesthood which ye have received, which I now confirm upon you who are present this day, by mine own voice out of the heavens. And even I have given the heavenly hosts and mine angels charge concerning you, and I now give unto you a commandment to beware concerning yourselves, to give diligent heed to the words of eternal life, for you shall live by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. There is much more, but you can see from that which you have heard that the priesthood truly has great power, and unless we make up our minds to magnify the priesthood, it would have been better that we had never had it. It is like a two-edged sword that cuts both ways, cuts to the right and cuts to the left. It also condemns those who receive the priesthood but fail to magnify it. It is made very plain here, and it is one of the characteristics of the revelations of God. They are adapted to our understanding by simple language, without scientific phrasing, so that the young, even the young men of the Aaronic priesthood can comprehend much of the foregoing revelation because of the simplicity of the language in which it was given. I wish to bear to you, my brethren and sisters, my testimony. I know that this is the Church of Jesus Christ our Lord, and that he is in communication with the Church. The Spirit of revelation is with us, and that is why we should seek the word that is given. I know that Joseph Smith was a true prophet of God, a mighty messenger of truth, and a great builder of faith, and that his successors have worked under the influence of the Holy Spirit continually to strengthen the Church. I can assure you, brethren, that this people will carry on the kingdom of God by their faithfulness and devotion to the work. I am happy to be in the harness. I feel that I am in absolute harmony with the First Presidency, my file leaders, and with my brethren of the 12 with whom I am intimately associated. I testify to you that it is the truth that the Presidency and the 12 and the assistants to the 12, the First Council of 70, the presiding bishopric, the acting patriarch, and many others are following along the path of rectitude and faithfulness, and in the end, brethren, the Lord will triumph, his church will flourish, and his faithful people, the members of the church, will be saved and exalted in his presence. Now I feel to ask the Lord to bless us and to guide us continually, that we may not be overcome by temptation and lose the spirit and power that is upon us. I humbly pray in the worthy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.